Hell, really wanted that, and I know, there were people who did, many people who didn't like Andrew, and he was a pugnacious guy, but anyone who knew him in person knew he was one of the more cheerful people ever. Andrew was just a pugnacious guy, but anyone who knew him in person was one of the funniest people.
Did your ever friendship, met. Was it born out of Washington,
or was it born from him living in
Washington?
Well, I met him in intense discussions about his politics and his political actions. He was a great guy.
Really
this guy, but
this
guy, great dinner partners. This
ever,
guy, and that's one of the highest
Washington
compliments
I've ever
seen. This guy,
decency.
This guy,
to people, maybe especially people he didn't agree with.
This guy,
as intense as he was,
this guy,
he was able to see what people really like.
What this guy,
people,
guy,
people,
guy,
people.
He was just a great guy.
Really one of the
cheerful.
He was just cheerful
people ever.
Day for your inner side host. I don't usually start drinking at 11 a.m., but when I heard the news, I was shocked, fellow Americans. My head was burning like the sores on Michael Berry's lips when I heard that the sidewalk that struck the fatal blow to Andrew Breitbart was laid by Iranians just last week. You won't hear about that on the radio or the brain tumor violin music conspiracy march death channels. Let's check in with the paranoid schizophrenics on this story. The dangerous. NPR, National Petroleum Resistance, sang Breitbart anthems while communists and homosexuals rejoiced on the brazen, deadly books of face. An Iranian-controlled monster checkbook, inner zone slavery, mind control frequencies. The Wall Street flim-flam Obama crackhead totalitarian brain tumor violin music terrorists tortured and embalmed the rotting corpse formerly known as Andrew Breitbart for top secret space alien distraction cover on this day, March 1st, 2012. The Iranian government-owned American puppet regime denies all knowledge of this criminal atrocity monster fact. The symbol for the Star of Brentwood, according to Zeitgeist Volume 2, fast forward to 1297, clearly predicts the calendar decimation of human slave resource in ancient wisdom beacon time travel prophecy. The rise of brain tumor violin music totalitarian fear control spelled the end of freedom and mammal justice. Mammal justice was to be consumed by the degenerate third world Iranian-controlled media conspiracy. The one true mammal justice archetype, stuff monkey, Breitbart. Too much for the brain tumor slave mind control. Eight sidewalk in the rat maze laboratory sink, tragically. Dead, looking a lot older than 43, his only regret, being born too late to dodge the draft. Should have learned to dodge the sidewalk. Came at him pretty fast, 38 feet per second per second. Where's your god now, Andy? Overcome by gravity? That's a pretty weak force. My name is Scooter. This is the Inner Side Radio. This is going to be the call-in with your Andrew Breitbart jokes. It's the joke hotline. Just call him in. Get him while he's still warm. You can't let him cool off. That, I love it when people die on Thursdays. It's awesome. Oh, there you are.
Anytime dies on Thursday, gets arrested on Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always a great shot.
Gets caught in a gay bar on Thursday.
Exactly. The minute I saw Breitbart had died, I knew, okay, this is where we got to open the show.
And went out and got a six pack.
You know, and that's the thing about.
Slept all day.
You know, when people die, they always say, you know, there's this period of mourning.
Not buying it.
You know, if it's children, yes. You know, when I die, when you die, Scooter, if people want to call up KBFT and bash me, okay. I mean,
I think that Breitbart should have a urinal for a gravestone.
Yeah.
Save us a trip.
That's
save
a good
us an extra trip.
There you go.
Call in with your Andrew Breitbart hotline, joke line.
Did you write any good Breitbart jokes or something like that?
I collected some.
Yeah. All right, give us some.
All right.
Get us started.
Well, let's look into the Inner Side Radio face bag and see what people have to say. David Feldman. Andrew Breitbart's death leaves almost as big a hole as his birth.
Oh, nice.
I will refrain from saying anything about Andrew Breitbart because my mother taught me never to speak ill of people who deserve to die. Nice, nice. This guy wins Emmys, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes. Just like his Acorn and Shirley Sherrod videos, Andrew Breitbart's life was cut way too short.
That's a great one.
The great David Feldman, fellow Americans.
Very nice. Yeah, that was very good.
That's, of course, for the Inner Side Radio face bag. And if you want to call in with your Andrew Breitbart jokes, Barry Crimmins, friend of the show. Perhaps they'll bury Breitbart under an oak tree so he can be pelted by acorns for the next several centuries.
There you go.
Yes, well played.
You think Shirley Sherrod's going to give his eulogy?
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah, and then we can edit it all around and make it sound like she said something good about him.
You know, it's going to be interesting at his funeral. I mean, what are they going to say about that guy? You think Matt Drudge is going to be crying?
When I looked at a picture of him, I went, man, I must be living good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 43, I look younger than him. Hard living, I guess. You know, hard lying, hard living. bad meth. Let's see. Michael Dare said you could put a watermelon in a flea's navel and still have room for Andrew Breitbart's sense of human decency.
Nice.
Not bad.
Very good.
Yeah, have room for a soul, too. If he had one. Now, of course, Rob Mungo was on the show last week.
Yeah, I need to get those guys on the show again. They were good.
Yeah, it was great.
Very good.
They do a podcast, so I'll bring that up in a minute. Okay, so let me see. Rob Mungo said, do you think the Mormons will baptize Andrew Breitbart post-mortem? Just as I am sure they will do with Snooki's fetus once she falls down a flight of stairs in a Miami nightclub and it all goes terribly wrong for her.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not bad?
It's a baby.
No, it's not. It's a fetus.
It's soon to be a baby.
Caught him in a pro-life
movie. Yeah, I mean, you know, she has every intention of keeping it the term. It's going to be a baby one day.
Okay.
And probably for the listeners out there, they have no idea who Snooki is. This is KBFD.
My wife was warning me today that nobody had any idea who Andrew Breitbart was.
No, right.
No, and our neighbor came over. He had no idea who was. Hold on a second. We're just going to put you right on the air. Welcome to the Andrew Breitbart joke line. You're on the air.
Do we have to wait until you guys die to bash you?
No, yeah. You do it right
now. No, go for it.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I'll see you bastards in a few minutes. I'm over here testing the limits of physics. I can't be on the phone and driving.
Well, watch out for the 38 feet per second per second, man. That's what got Breitbart.
Yeah. So I'm traveling Sugar Land to downtown in 20 or less. Here we go.
Sugar Land. Well, it beats Pasadena.
Yeah, anything beats Pasadena.
Okay, let's see. I have a couple more jokes here. Hey, another one for Rob Mungo. I think this might be FTW, as the kids say.
I don't even know what that is.
For the win.
Oh.
Andrew Breitbart is dead. I realize it is impolite to speak ill of the dead, so I will only say I feel sad that I don't believe in hell. Nice. Rob Mungo, local comic.
Mm-hmm.
For the win, I think. So far. If you think, call in, challenge that. Yeah, Rob's a whiskey brother. He has the, if you want to check out their podcast, you can go to praisewhiskey.com and listen to it on your computer at work, really loud. It's awesome. Or play it for your kids. Play it for your kids. If you have young children, you have young children, right?
Yeah.
You could make CDs of the Whiskey Brothers comedy podcast.
It's appropriate for 6 and 2-year-olds?
Yeah, absolutely. They'd love it at the daycare.
They do like whiskey.
Yeah. Daycare.
They do like their whiskey. Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, oh my God, I almost thought it was a joke. Like, Andrew Breitbart died today?
I know.
He was only in his 40s.
It was too good to be true.
I know. And the thing about it was, he was at CPAC last month, only a couple weeks ago. Did you see the clip of him in CPAC screaming at the occupiers?
Yeah, that was classic.
I mean, the thing about that guy, just so much anger. It's like, what are you angry about, dude? That's the thing about these right-wingers. Newsflash. It's not just your country, bro. It's my country, too. And as much as you think the occupiers are ruining the country, I'll make the same argument that you and your ilk are doing far more damage to the American dream than the occupiers are.
Yeah, the American dream, right? You've got to be asleep to believe it.
Well, George Carlin.
Yeah.
There you go.
We only got a couple minutes left for the call in with the Andrew Breitbart. Crap on him while he's still warm, folks. KPFT Houston brings you this wonderful service.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to take his place. Maybe James O'Keefe?
James O'Keefe doesn't have the anger and the alcoholism.
He was drinking by himself. He was drinking by himself at a bar before he died.
Oh, drinking by himself? I wouldn't drink with him. Yeah, well, I don't blame the world for not joining him.
Yeah, he's just a miserable drunk. But you know what's good news for Andrew Breitbart? There'll be another one right behind him to take his place.
I know, right behind him. Just right on top of him. Right. Maybe Michael Berry.
Maybe you will.
Oops. KPFT, you're on the air.
Hi, Scooter.
Hi. You got an Andrew Breitbart joke?
Breitbart is talking to Ann Coulter, and he says, Ann, if I die, I want you to pour a bottle of the best whiskey on my grave.
Yeah?
And Ann says, okay, but can I drink it first?
Oh, nice!
That's an old Irish joke.
Is it?
I think Ann Coulter would be equipped to do that without even, you know.
Ann Coulter does not drink whiskey, okay?
You don't think so?
No.
No, more like
Chardonnay.
Juleps or right. Yeah, a little apple martini.
Well, yeah, I could substitute Rush Limbaugh.
I think anatomically, Ann Coulter might be more able to, like, write her name on than Rush.
Mm. That's true.
I got another one. I love the smell of Andrew Breitbart burning in hell. It smells like victory.
Victory? Victory gin. Yes, we do. We're of that generation.
By the way, that was the crappiest war movie of all time.
I
thought it was one of my favorites.
I never thought it was that good.
I love it. Because it's just completely insane, just like the war was. It put forth the concept that what is going on and why.
I thought Platoon was a much better Vietnam War movie.
I think I like Platoon better as well. I agree with you.
And then I would go Full Metal Jacket, and then...
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Platoon was... To
some
me,
of the acting in Full Metal Jacket.
Or what about Go Tell the Spark? That had Burt Lancaster, and it was about the early days when they were advisors.
Really?
Yeah, it's a classic. Now, this was 78. They said that Go Tell the Spartans, they showed a graveyard of French soldiers, and one of the graves said, "Stranger, go tell the Spartans that we here we lie obedient to their will."
This is Sparta!
Yeah!
Foreshadowing. Any more jokes on that?
Andrew the Breitbart, am I below? Go and revile me, stranger. Only go!
I don't even think he got any last words in. He just like bang hit the side.
No, yeah, apparently he's walking home.
Yeah, I know. He couldn't dodge the sidewalk.
And he lived in Brentwood.
Here I lie, my life of misery done. Ask not my name, I curse you, everyone.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Very good, Earl.
Okay.
All right, be good, thank you. Bye. If you'd like to get in a few Andy Breitbart jokes, I got some Harry Shearer coming up, so you better call him in now. Call him in now. Andy Breitbart, I love it.
Apparently he had a history of heart problems.
Yeah, you could tell just by listening to him.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah. Guy was miserable. Just a miserable guy. That's the thing about all regressive, man. They're all miserable. Deep down inside. Limbaugh and Barry and Breitbart. They're just miserable people.
Andrew Breitbart, joke hotline.
What is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
What is the difference between beer nuts and deer nuts?
Well, beer nuts are $1.59, and deer nuts are under a buck.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. I like that.
Anyway, keep up the work. I appreciate it.
We will. And we have time for one more call. If you want to get one in, we got some Cars I Talk coming up.
You know who a great war movie was? The one with Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
that was
very
a good one. God, that was so realistic. That
you know, and that whole series that kind of
The Band
after
of
that.
Brothers.
Yeah,
I never watched that. Was that good?
Yeah, they're very good. Yeah,
but to me, Platoon was the best. It was so realistic.
Yeah, that's right. It also captured the insanity of like nobody knows who was shooting anybody or you know just the randomness of just getting blown away.
Yeah, and the burning of the villages and
KBFT Andrew Breitbart joke line. You're on the air.
Hi, Scooter, Ted from Victoria, British Columbia, and I heard
Ted,
the news.
Ted, my man.
Saw the website and stuff like that, and I'm just wondering, was there any truth to the rumor that he was told a joke by the bartender, and by the time he finally caught on, that was it for him?
Really? It was one of those delayed reaction jokes?
I think so. It might have been this one. A deer, a skunk, and a giraffe go to a bar. Run up a huge tab. At the end of the night, the waitress says, you know, come on, you guys, you got to settle up here. And she looks at the deer, and the deer says, I haven't had a buck. She looks at the skunk, and the skunk says, I don't have a cent. And the giraffe stands up and says, I guess the high balls are on me.
Nice.
Not bad.
Is that a delayed reaction? That probably killed him if you heard it.
No, I got it right away.
Yeah, I got it right away.
I know some delayed reaction joke. You know, the famous delayed reaction joke told by...
Red Fox.
Red Fox. these two women are walking down the street, and the one woman says, "Damn, my old man went out and bought me a whole damn bouquet of flowers. I'm going to have my legs up in the air all week." And the other one says, "Why don't you just get a vase?" You got it right away.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. See,
Anyways, I do enjoy your programming and stuff like that. Keep it up. And, you know, it's very refreshing. Eventually, our government's probably going to outlaw, you know, your show. And I'll get arrested for listening to it or something. They're doing strange things with our security laws up here, too. I tell you, pal. Scare the hell out of me.
We wouldn't been arrested a long time ago.
All right. I get arrested all the time.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Ted.
You take care, bye.
Coming up, Harry Shearer.
Whoa, Harry Shearer already has a radio program. Why play him on Pacifica Radio in Houston? Wait, don't tell me. Because our one and only Houston public radio station doesn't carry the show with Harry Shearer. It's too hot for those tender Texas ears.
Somebody might get offended. From Afghanistan Public Radio, where the pledge drive never ends.
From the newly abandoned presidential palace in downtown Kabul, where the withdrawal is never premature, I'm Mahmoud.
And I'm Hamid. We're Boom and Kaboom, the Explosion Brothers.
Welcome to another edition of Karzai Talk. Today's program comes to you with the help of the good people at Jim's Fireproof Qurans. You'll burn up before they will. Yes, the pages take a burning and they keep on turning. But seriously, this has been a very eventful week.
Oh yes, our Pakistani friends told our Taliban friends to start talking to our American friends.
You know, my older brother, I finally figured out the cause of our problems.
And what is that, dear brother?
It's simple. We just have too many friends.
Well, you did get a nice apology this week from President Obama.
I did. He was sorry about the burning of our holy book by our allies.
Yes, and then we apologized to the Americans for the killing of two NATO officials in our interior ministry.
That's right. So for those keeping score at home, we're even up on the apologies.
Nice to be even up on something.
Killings in the interior ministry.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
It's so unfortunate when people get killed far from a battlefield in a place where they supposedly should feel safe.
You mean like a home? Oops, wrong war. You know what, my brother? Mm. We should try a little experiment, something that would make international news.
Oh, not propping up the Kabul bunk again.
No. Something a little more tangible. Mm. Why don't we burn a Bible? You're not laughing. It's in the format. We both laugh.
No, I'm just thinking about the reaction.
Oh, it could make Rick Santorum very mad.
Well, it's radio. We can only say it was a bad sound effect. I presume you thought this out enough to bring a Bible?
Oh, you know I did. And I brought a lighter.
Ooh, Mr. High-Tech himself. Okay, listeners, just remember, this is the other Karzai who's doing this. Should I sing something while we're waiting?
That would make Rick Santorum very mad, as well as the rest of the inhabited world.
Well, you work on the lighter, and I'll take a call. Hello, you are on Karzai Talk.
Hello, first-time caller. Long-time Pakistani.
Well, hello, my friend. Greetings.
I heard you say earlier that Pakistan had urged the Taliban to talk to the Americans in the Doha meetings in Qatar.
Well, no, I did not mention Doha.
But we'll always have Doha.
How's that lighter coming?
Well, it seems I need a small coin.
Oh, to open the fuel container?
No, to buy a new lighter.
Yes, caller, we haven't forgotten you.
Well, I happen to be very highly placed in my government, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that it was only a very specific section of that government that talked to the Taliban.
I'm guessing it wasn't the motor vehicles department. But, of course, for any part of the Pakistani government to be giving advice or direction to the Taliban, that suggests the Taliban leadership is domiciled in Pakistan.
We know it is, dear brother.
But it's always so nice when theory agrees with observation.
Well, I just wanted you to know there are very many of us who don't believe in telling the Taliban to talk to the Americans.
Because you believe it's wrong to continue to control my enemies?
No, because we think it's wrong for them to talk to the Americans. Love the show, though.
Well, thanks for the call. How's the lighter coming?
I refilled it. Should work.
That is one lucky Bible.
Now, I think I know what my mistake was.
Having a smarter younger brother.
No, I swapped some steel piping for a shipment of butane. The piping was corroding in a way you couldn't see. I thought it was a good deal.
So, and?
And apparently I bought 3 truckloads of bad butane. Hello, you're on Cars I Talk.
Hello, I've got some gasoline-soaked rags I could... drop off on my way out of town.
Hello, caller. Hello. I detect what I think is an Australian accent.
Either that or I've just burned the roof of my mouth on some hot lavash.
Did you say that you're leaving?
Yes, I'm part of the force that's undeploying.
Well, I prefer to think of them as just temporarily under-deploying. So, caller, do you have a question?
Well, yes, we're pulling out on the highway to Kandahar.
Oh, we're very proud of that. My company provided some of the asphalt.
It was the asphalt that didn't stay down.
The spec said nothing about adhesion.
And I was wondering, where's the best place along the highway to get a new pair of shock absorbers? We've got sort of a vintage truck here.
You didn't have a contract for... shocks, did you?
No, we never handle accessories. Too much spillage.
Caller, I have to say, Google is your friend on this matter.
Oh, thanks, mate. I had no idea Google sells shocks.
Thanks for the call, and,
Now I guess Rick Santorum will have to be hungry at something else.
Well, we still have a couple of public schools open here.
That should do it.
We had help on today's edition of Cars I Talk from the Taliban Foundation. We're not your father's Taliban.
Legal services for Cars I Talk from the law firm of Ketchum & Newcomb. I'm Mahmoud. Don't govern like my brother.
And I'm Hamid. Don't do business like my brother. And join us again for another edition of Cars I Talk. This is APR, Afghanistan Public Radio.
The great Harry Shearer from Le Show. Still the gold standard of radio. You have been and still are listening to the Inner Side Radio Program, a leisure service of the Pacifica Foundation. This and all previous Inner Side Radio programs are available on the internet. Simply Google The Inner Side. Music by Ethan Kennedy and the Jim Carroll Band. I was joined in studio by Glenn Urbach. Jokes from KPFT callers and read from the Inner Side Radio face bag. This has been a special edition, Crap on Andrew Breitbart While He's Still Warm, recorded the day he was flushed by his very own God. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.